Hey, Coach.
What's up?
Hope your day is going well. If you're ready, we're going to go ahead and get started with questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand. Y'all did this last week. There you go, Sal.
Of course, Sal.
All right, had to get my video ready there too, Coach. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. Mm-hmm.
End of the game, 1:11 left. They have three timeouts remaining. You guys get the ball. You have to close the game out. It's a one score game. Just kind of take us through that sequence and what you did, what you plan to do, and how you executed it.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, we want the ball in our hands with the game on the line. And, you know, there's a lot of scenarios that are going down. You're playing it all as, you know, as defense has the ball. You know that you're, no matter what, you're going to have to get a first down. And, you know, just trying to get a feel of how they're going to play it, you know, the leverage, the scheme, trying to, you know, I hate to say it, but you always got to kind of go through worst case scenarios as well. It's like, okay, hey, on first down, what happens if this, and then what's the next thing? And, you know, it was great communication on the sidelines, and, you know, we had a great start to the drive, and that kind of allowed us to kind of get the momentum and kind of roll with it. And, you know, I love that we were able to finish with the ball in our hands. And, you know, I would like to not have to have the QB sneak at the end, but the guys did a good job and finished it and found a way to go 1-0.
Is there anything to read into that James wasn't in that sequence and you went with Ray and with Ty? I know James had the fumble earlier, or is that just kind of how it played out for you guys?
Yeah, no, nothing in particular. You know, James, our workhorse back, you know, he played an elite game, had a great game. You know, at that point, we, you know, whether it's play driven or, you know, just a situation, felt like Ty was good in that situation, had a good first run, and we stuck with him there.
All right. Thanks for the clarification, Coach.
Hey, Joe, John Warwas, AP.
How you doing,
Don? And Merry Christmas to you as well. Talked about it for much of the season. We've seen it, but how gratifying is it to see the run game pick up the slack when you need it most and really give you that boost, that spark with that 46 yard run?
Yeah. You know, I'm kind of a broken record with it, but you know, as the season goes, right, we say we have to find ways to get better. You would say the overall performance, as a whole, we didn't find ways that we didn't get better. But there was things that we can kind of grasp on that. I did think we improved on. And, one of the biggest things is we got to find different ways to win football games. And, you know, it doesn't always have to be pretty. And yesterday wasn't, but we found a way to get it done. And that's the most important thing. And a lot that we can grow in. And from the run game standpoint is, you know, when the pass game wasn't clicking as it was, there was no panic. And, you know, the way that the running backs were kind of running, you know, it makes life a lot easier when you can give it to them and good things can kind of happen. And, guys didn't blink. There was no complaining, no lack of energy. Everything was good. And the way that they responded at the coming out of halftime kind of shows the character.
And just to follow up on that, how does that in some ways reassure you knowing that you can switch gears in that sense, you know, especially as we approach the playoffs and the games that really matter?
Yeah. I mean, I think, and everybody always talks about identity or philosophy. And I think part of what makes, you know, teams great is that they can find whatever they need to do to win that game. And, you know, I wish it didn't have to get to that point or do any of those things. But, you know, and shoot, you looking back, I wish I would have relied on it probably a little more the way that it kind of went. But that's neither here nor there. But, yeah, just finding ways. And when it's not always, hey, Josh Allen has to put the team on his back to kind of win the football game. And, you know, we played great complimentary football yesterday. Defense got some stops, got us some points, and found a way to get it done.
Last thing, your concerns when you first saw Josh throw that flutter ball and see him shaking his hand and your relief when you saw him go back, you know, a couple of minutes later for the next snap?
I'm always concerned whenever he's hurt. You know, you never like him taking hits or, you know, any type of contact or whatnot. And, you know, you don't think anything of it. And obviously he didn't until, you know, he went and threw the ball, you know, but usually Josh Allen doesn't miss on throws like that. And so, But yeah, no, all is well, all good to go.
Good. Thank you.
Thanks.
Coach Brady, Mookie Hawkins, 104 Sports Cincinnati. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, bud.
Coach, let's see. Just tell me your views of the last possession before halftime. What you didn't like about that possession?
Well, we didn't get points. You know, like that's a big thing. We had an opportunity to double dip, and you know, that's something that we always harp on. And going into that drive, I felt like the next time that they were going to get the ball, they were going to be down. And if, you know, we get a touchdown there, we get a touchdown coming out of half. And it's something that we talk about all the time. You know, it's something that I kind of, I point to the Rams game as opportunity that we had, that we didn't get it done in that situation. And, and so that's always big for us, especially when we know we're getting the ball and, you know, you move the ball a little bit and then you have a penalty and then, it's hard. Those are hard to overcome. And you kind of get in that situation where now you're in third and long and it's not a manageable, especially with the weather of, hey, kind of where's the range that you can take a kick without giving them the ball back. And so got to do a better job to get points there. Going into half, feeling good about yourself, knowing that, boom, now we get the ball again. Areas that we definitely have to continue to improve on.
How much did the run game in that second half give you a rhythm of balance? I know sometimes when it's difficult to get in a rhythm, but having balance with that rhythm, you know, is another phase of it. So, you know, how much was that run game to start off give you that momentum?
Yeah, no, I think it was big. It was, when you're able to rely on it a little bit and in different types of run schemes, you know, different than, you know, some things that we've been doing. So continuing to evolve our run game and, as we continue on to the season and, our guys in the locker room, you know, we know that it wasn't necessarily to our standard, but, we're going to find joys in the wins and finding ways to go 1-0 and, whether we got to run the ball or we got to pass the ball, we're going to find a way. And we know that wasn't to our standard as an offense. But we found a way. I'll take that over the Rams game all day, every day. I just want to find a way to win, and that's how our guys are. And so I was pleased with that.
How will you be able to find some success against a tough Jets defense?
Yeah, I mean, we know in these division games, right? We knew the New England game was going to be a tough one. Like, you know, you throw records out, and even if you look at the records, like just like, you know, the Jets, just like New England, it's a lot of one-score games, right? All these games can go either way, right? So throw the records out. It's a divisional game. It's going to be as tough as it gets. It's going to come down to the end. It's going to be a great opportunity for us, right? It was a close one when we played there. It'll be a great environment. Glad we're at home this time, and we're going to have to be ready for it.
Appreciate your time, Coach. Good luck this week.
Hey, Joe. Josh talked after the game and he said, you know, it really comes down to in these last couple of weeks how much you're willing to show as you kind of navigate just the end of the season circumstances, right? So from your perspective, how challenging is that to go out there and try to win a game, but also be mindful of, you know, the plan and planning for the games in January?
Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, you know, you're trying, you got to be mindful of it, but we're trying to win football games right now. It's not something that I'm spending a whole lot of time and I'm just like, I can't do this, can't do this, can't do this. It's, there's a game to game. There's certain plays that we feel like are might be better versus certain defenses or whatnot. At the end of the day, our standard wasn't there. And, and so you're not able to kind of show some of the things or, in whatever the arsenal that you talked about and you fight that battle a little bit, but we're trying to win football games right now. Like there's a lot at stake. We can't afford to let one slip.
Brandon Thorne, he does a lot of offensive line work. He put out a cut up of Spencer from Sunday. And he said one of the greatest things about this season for him has watched the development evolution of Spencer Brown and just how elite he's become. How cool has that been for you to watch Spencer Brown really just take his game to the next level? And how much has Aaron just been instrumental in that?
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason we have the best offensive line coach in the NFL, right? And now that's also, you know, not giving, you know, enough credit to Spencer, right? You know, he's battled through injuries. He's hasn't had off seasons and he's made the most of it. And, working with Chrome and fine tuning his technique, his he is as athletic as it gets. But he also doesn't just use his athleticism only, and he relies on technique. And, you know, there's a reason we signed him, and he's going to be our, you know, be a tackle here. Him and Deion are going to be protecting Josh for years to come. And it makes our life a lot easier knowing that we got guys on the perimeter that can set the width of the pocket and are as athletic to do some of the run schemes that we want. And, you know, Spencer has the mindset, the work ethic, the approach, everything that we kind of look for. And I love him. And I'm excited to see him only continue to get better.
Thanks, Joe. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Joe. Jenna Cottrell in Rochester. I was just curious your thoughts on James Cook and what you've seen throughout the season, just his playmaking ability, his confidence, his patience. Like, what stood out to you about his journey specifically this season?
Well, I think you see a more, I mean, he's always been confident, don't get me wrong, but you see the confidence that's now putting together with the knowledge and the understanding of the scheme. He's understanding how, I've said this before, but he's understanding how offensive linemen are approaching blocks and versus certain fronts and defensive structures, where these balls are going to hit. He spends a lot of time with our offensive line coach, you know, in these run game meetings, just making sure that he sees it the exact same way that we do, and the great communication with the offensive line. And, you know, you see the way that he's playing. He's, you know, he has that ability that once he gets to the second level, he can take it to the house, and he's playing confidently. He's playing with a mindset, playing with physicality. And I think, and you see that. And when the ball's in his hands, good things are happening, whether it's the run game or the pass game.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Joe. I was curious, Amari's snap count, is that kind of what you're targeting in that 50% of snaps range? Do you want to see more from him? Like, how do you feel about where his role in the offense is right now?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's always going to be a week to week thing. Tell me the type of personnel groupings that we're, you know, that we feel like it was the best chance at the particular team. And, you know, we're trying to find different ways to win football games. And, you know, we don't sit there and say, hey, it has to be this certain amount of snap count. You know, tell me there might be some 2 minutes, there might be some more third downs than usual, or, you know, we got to make sure we play the tendencies. So it's going to be different from game to game. And it might have played out very similar from the last few games, but, you know, I like where he's at. We got to obviously continue to, you know, evolve, get him going in the system, you know, where the ball's getting his hands, good things happen. But I like where he's at. He's got the right mindset. He's all about the everybody eats kind of thought, and just continue to get him going. There's a reason we brought him here.
Cool. Thanks. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Coach. Josh and a few of the other guys in the locker room spoke about yesterday how much energy they get when they see the defense forcing turnovers. But for you as an offensive play caller, what kind of energy boost does that give you?
I mean, that's everything. Like, you just hang around Bobby Babich and he's going to give you energy. Right. And, you know, we're a football team. We're not an offense and a defense and special teams. We all kind of go together. And, we all believe that we have the same mentality and the mindset as a football team. And, you know, we're at our best. You think about the Detroit game, like, we won that football game because of our defense. You know, the way that they set the tone in the game, they got the stops to start the game, and we were able to capitalize on it. And people lose sight of that sometimes, and that complimentary football aspect. And, you know, when they're scoring touchdowns for us, I'm all for that for sure. But they forced 2 turnovers, and that was the difference in the game. And, you know, and that's team football right there. And we're all about our defense, and we know that when we need the stops, they're going to get them.
Thank you, Coach. Merry Christmas. Thanks.
Merry Christmas.
All we have for you today, Coach. Thank you for your time.
Merry Christmas, y'all. Appreciate y'all.